لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to Him. And peace and blessings be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers and sisters, and Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of your deeds, your qiyam, your salah, your sadaqah, all kind of hidden and concealed deeds that Allah knows better than us. Allahumma ameen. This is, let's say, the introduction. Mubarak bil Eid. The second part of introduction basically is, it's good to know why do we celebrate the Eid. In the simple words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to fast the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a pillar in Islam. Month of Ramadan is a pillar in Islam. So the fact that Allah has enabled every single person of us to witness Ramadan and to have the ability, alhamdulillah, to fast Ramadan, to do the qiyam in Ramadan, to do the sadaqah in Ramadan, to be closer from Allah in Ramadan, to hear the recitation of the Quran in Ramadan, in itself needs celebration. Because it's a good news, it's a glad tidings. That's why we celebrate. Celebration are for good things, for happy things. That we show our happiness as an attitude of gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is like the simple reason of happiness. The larger reason, Ramadan is a simple part of Islam. Second reason why we celebrate Eid continuously as long as we are alive is to say thanks to Allah for the blessings of Islam. And the bigger reason, Islam is simple part of something bigger, which is Iman, faith. Because if there is no faith, we are lost. No faith means you don't know the creator of this universe. No faith means you don't know why you are here and what you should do. So basically, is Islam part of the importance of faith? Ramadan is part of Islam. So it's a simple ritual thing to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the introduction. Now, this is the ceremony of Eid. And I will make it very short, but we need to have a message. So the core of my khutbah will consist of two quick messages, and then I will end by another two messages. Please, brothers, if anyone has kids, please let them keep silent. Barakallahu feekum. Do your best. If you can't control them being silent, please try to take them just a little bit far, because I lose my concentration. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now, this is the introduction. The quick two messages, one of them, I did say it many times and I will repeat it. The message is, Ramadanu ليس شهرا بل هو اسلوب حياه. Ramadan is not a month, it's a number, not a number of days, but it's a style of life. So please, once we have finished Ramadan, let's do our best to let Ramadan be our companion all of the days of the year, which means in Ramadan we have some kind of good practice how to be close from Allah. We did have some kind of spiritual moment to know what does it mean, or what is it, the beauty of being close from Allah. What does it mean to be close from your brothers and sisters in Islam? What does it mean to cry before your Lord? You did have this taste, let this be you and my companion the whole of the year. This is the first message. The second message, and I beg your pardon with this, but I have to say it, because the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, "Ad-deenun nasiha." The core point, Islam is established on giving advice. We must do the nasiha. The nasiha is, رمضان انتهى بالأمس كانت نهاية رمضان ولم تكن نهاية الإسلام. Yesterday, it was the end of Ramadan and not the end of Islam. What do I mean by this? Many Muslims, unfortunately, they deal with Ramadan according to the version of Islam, which I call it the secular version of Islam. You know secular version of Islam? Which means religion is just ritual things. Spirituality, private affairs, when we go to the temple, to the ma'bad, to the masjid, to the church. It's just some like other religions, which means ritual things. Ritual things, it's a matter of doing ibadat, regardless of their meanings. Once we are in the masjid or inside of this religious place, we do this kind of spiritual things, such as the private supplications between you and your Lord. Once I'm out, there is another God for out. The God of the chamber, al-mihrab, has nothing to do with the God of what I see, what I say, what I do, what I wear, what I eat, what etc. Which is a big mistake. Islam has nothing to do with it. We don't recognize secularism in Islam. Islam is not a secular religion, which means Islam is a system of life. It covers every single aspect of your life. So please don't allow yourself to fall in the trap of this big mistake. This is the alarm. I was afraid to lose the khutbah if I slept. La ilaha illallah. So what I was saying. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So be careful not to lose. Sorry, not to lose what? Well, I forgot what I was saying.
Go to your Islam
list. Secular Islam. Yes. Islam. So be careful not to deal with Islam in this secular manner. We don't have secular Islam. We have Islam as a system of life. So they are the quick two messages that I put as a core of the khutbah. In the second khutbah, simple khutbah, I have another quick two messages and we'll finish inshallah. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brothers and sisters, the quick two messages basically, even though some people they hate some khutbah to mention it, but let's admit that the most important thing in the whole of our life basically is, at least in my understanding, is the moment when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think there's something more important than that? The moment when you meet your Lord through the gate of death. I will not mention death, because the people, they hate anyone to mention death and such. But death, for the believers, is one of the most happiest moments in their life. My point is meeting our Lord, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-wuquf bayna yadayillah. Let's remind ourselves that as long as this is one of the most important moments, because after that, your final destination will be decided. It's either or. What we are doing now is part of our preparation for that moment, by the way. Everything has a purpose in Islam. We are not celebrating because, okay, we will celebrate just... No. We celebrate, it's part of religion. Religion is consist of many things. On top of it, the pillars of faith. إيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت البعث النشور. All of this is the core points. Resurrection, congregation, death, meeting Allah, the pillars. So let's do our best. Please don't forget that the most important thing that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be your faith and your deen. Everything else will be marginal. Please let everything else help you to let your deen and your faith be the best. If everything else is not helping you to do so, you might be a loser. La qadar Allah. We hope all of us, everyone who's listening to me now, to be from those who succeed, inshallah, who will pass, not just pass at 51% or to, no, 99, 100%. Huh? I'll ask Allah to let every one of us be from those in the day of judgment will be part of the following category. Ha umu qura'u kitabiya inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiya fi jannatin 'aliya qutufuha daniya la tasma'u fiha laghiya fiha 'aynun jariya fiha sururun marfu'a wa akwabun mawdu'a. It's amazing. Let's think, really, when we do celebration of Eid. Why I'm saying this? Because this should push you to how to tune, how to adjust, how to push, how to restructure your life, basically. Because this is the most important moment. Therefore, I will finish my khutbah. If you believe in what I have, which is the case, otherwise you should not be here. True or false? If you do not believe in what I'm just reminding you, by the way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكَّ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily, indeed, you know, reminder does believe the believers. Allah does benefit the believers. I'm just reminding myself, first of all, to be saved, and you respect itself, brothers and sisters. It's just a reminder. As long as we live in a non-Muslim, non-Islamic community, one of the great things one can do to guarantee big part of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to take care of your identity through your community. One of the priorities now, take care of your faith and religion as a community. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ. You know the wolf, when the wolf attacks the herd of the sheep, basically, it focuses on what? The sheep that goes outside of the group. Alone, it's attacked. Which means anything will take you, will capture you, will destroy your identity if you are alone. So make sure to serve the community. Make sure to be in Salat al-Jama'ah. Make sure to bring your brothers, your sisters, to bring your sons, your daughters to the masjid. Make sure to let them be volunteers in anything that is done for good. For this Muslim community, for larger community in khayr. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by Allah, and he was addressed by telling him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. You've been sent, but for every single person on this earth. So you are representative of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I repeat the beautiful hadith, قَالْ أَحَبُّ بْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ. This is hadith sahih. The best among the creation of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sight of Allah are those who are most beneficial. Be beneficial to your community. Be close from them. Serve them for the cause of Allah. The barakah of being with them, helping them, helping them in what basically? To be closer from Allah, you will achieve tens of doubles of barakah for yourself, for your family. Do your best, and the best thing to do in this, as part of the concept of, I finish by this, silatul rahim, which is close meaning and it's larger meaning. We have silatul rahim to your parents, to your brothers and sisters directly, those who came from the womb of your mother, and you have silatul rahim for your brothers and sisters in the larger community, which means your Muslim ummah. One of the good things now, to show mercy, to show happiness, to show love, make telephone calls with your brothers and sisters if there is a silly reasons for being disconnected with them, or you have any kind of dispute. If you have a problem with your father, your mother, they are living with you, go and hug them, kiss them, ask their forgiveness. If you have a problem, they are abroad, please make telephone call, say, I'm sorry mother, I'm sorry father, please forgive me. Samihni ya abu, samihni ya ummi, samihni ya akhti, samihni. If your financial status is powerful, let them be happy by sending them some kind of gift. Do whatever to let happiness be spread, and with the intention of silatul rahim, your family on top of that. Do your best. If you can't do anything with this, at least make a telephone call to try to fix the relation between two who have a problem between them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and me our deeds. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ard wa tahta al-ard wa yawma al-ard alayka ya kareem. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma anta rabbuna la ilaha illa anta khalaqtana wa nahnu abiduk wa nahnu ala ahdika wa wa'adika ma istata'na. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. Nabu'u laka bi'ni'matika alayna wa nabu'u bidhunubina. Faghfir lana fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. اللهم يا رب العالمين جزي خير جزاء كل من لا كان له فضل علينا في العلم والعبادة والتقوى والمعرفة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم والدينا ووالدي والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. يا رب من سبقنا ممن نحب موجود الآن تحت التراب فاغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغسل أحباءنا بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا والآثام كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق والرياء وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم ازرع المحبة بين قلوبنا وعنا على مسامحة بعضنا البعض وعنا على نشر المحبة بيننا يا رب العالمين واجعلنا سببا في حب الناس لدينك العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وتقبل الله الطاعات. عيد مبارك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.